33. Divination. He turned to Roxanne, who had started breathing again. Hello. My name is John Turner. I am delighted to meet you. Roxanne flashed him a smile that would have demolished a lesser man.
Bonsoir, Monsieur Turner. My name is Roxanne Gale. Enchanté.
Good evening, Mr. Turner. I am pleased to meet you,
he said. Vous parlez couramment le français? Do you speak French fluently? She said,
Oui, c'est exact, et vous?
Yes, I do. And you? He said,
Toi, s'il te plaît.
Informal, please. She smiled and addressed him with a mix of informal and formal.
Et toi, Monsieur Turner?
And you, Mr. Turner? He laughed. Malheureusement, non. Seulement un peu. Sadly, no. Only a little. He thought for a moment. Fire?
Yes, Daddy?
What did she mean when she said it worked on you? I didn't kiss you when we met. Fiery looked guilty.
No, Daddy. She meant that it made me fall in love with her.
He raised an eyebrow at Fiery. I guess I missed that part of the story somehow, he said.
I'm sorry, Daddy. The first time we sat together, we sparkled, and she got excited and kissed me.
He was silent for a moment.
Roxanne, feeling very unsure of herself, didn't know where to look. She stared at her wine glass and spun it back and forth between her fingers.
Well, he said to Fiery as he looked at Roxanne, she really is a fabulous kisser. Roxanne blushed, smiled, and looked up at him with mischief in her eyes. She stood, came to him, and kissed him full on the mouth. Went to Fiery and did the same. Then sat back down with a flounce and acted like nothing at all had just happened. Somewhere across the room, somebody spilled a glass of wine. After he'd gotten over their momentous introduction, he found everything about Roxanne to be perfectly comfortable and familiar, as if she had always been his. Fiery was the only other woman who had ever made him feel that way, and now, here they both sat, holding hands, drinking wine, whispering, and giggling. He wondered how Fiery could fill his heart to overflowing, and yet Roxanne had somehow found an empty place for herself that he'd never noticed before. He caught himself before he ordered for all of them.
Can Roxanne order for me, Daddy? Fiery asked.
Bien sûr, chérie.
Fiery looked to Roxanne for a translation. Roxanne said, Of course, my dear. He said,
Et pour moi aussi, s'il te plaît.
And for me too, please. Roxanne embraced the task with enthusiasm. She considered the wine and everything she knew of Fiery's taste and of his, which she had gleaned from 100 lunch hours of listening to very intimate details. She spoke to the waiter in a slow, soft, melodic French that sent John right over the falls. The waiter smiled.
Venez-vous du sud de la France? The waiter asked.
Are you from the south of France?
Oui, je suis de Saint-Rémy de Provence.
Yes, I am from Saint-Rémy de Provence.
The waiter nodded approvingly and then proceeded to the kitchen. Fiery studied Daddy's reaction to Roxanne's accent and smiled at her own clairvoyance.
Hook, line, and sinker.